A powerful earthquake causes widespread damage and panic in Port-au-Prince.
We've got a few hours now before we're expecting to see the full scale of the damage and devastation that this
early reports are that a hospital may have collapsed and that screaming was heard from the scene. Haiti is
when the first tremors hit, Lovenna Solomon was at her aunt's house in St. Mark, just over an hour northwest of Port-au-Prince.
I'm just laying on the bed, and all of a sudden the bed just started shaking. I was like, "Ça passe la lizzy."
What's happening? Her aunt replied, "Jésus ka passe." Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming. What does that mean? She said, "It means earthquake. There's an earthquake."
Solomon had arrived in Haiti from Florida just 2 days earlier to see family. She was hoping this trip her fiancé and grandmother could meet.
And I'm like, "Lord, why did I come to Haiti around this time? Why am I here?" And I thought about it. It's like, why are you not?
She made her way to the U.S. Embassy to ask for help, but ended up translating and nursing the injured. After 2 weeks, the U.S. sent for its citizens, and Solomon left carrying her passport, a purse, and guilt.
The hardest thing was getting into the plane and coming back home. I had clean clothes to put on, and I knew what I was going to eat the next day. And they had no hope.
Over 1 million Haitians were living in tents in the weeks after the earthquake. That number's now dropped to 100,000. Solomon goes back twice a year to bring food and hygiene products. The 27-year-old is now an MBA student at the University of Central Florida. She's a member of the Greater Haitian American Chamber of Commerce and is starting a nonprofit to fill the gap in services in Haiti. Dr. Louise Comfort blames that gap on a political vacuum where uncertainty reigned before and after the earthquake.
This is a situation where the existing government of Haiti was very fragile. Resources came pouring in. It wasn't a question of money. It was really a question of how do we get the work done?
Comfort directs the Center for Disaster Management at the University of Pittsburgh. She's partnering with the Haitian State University to train students to use technology to assess building standards.
International help can guide, can support, can suggest, but honestly, the Haitians have to do themselves.
That's the reason why I think our diaspora is very important to us.
Laurent Prosper is the Haitian Consul General in Orlando. He's coordinated post-earthquake missions with doctors, nurses, and engineers in Central Florida, many Haitian.
We are in a better situation than we were 5 years ago. We have a pretty strong, educated diaspora, and we're hoping that with them, you know, we could make Haiti get to the other level.
Tourism in Haiti is up and new companies have emerged, but Prosper says education and job creation are key to rebuilding. Over 1 million children now attend school for free, and he wants to make sure they stay in Haiti.
We definitely have been exporting our academic resource. Haitians go to a lot of countries in Africa, Canada, and the U.S. and not coming back.
But that's not Lovenna Solomon. Back in Orlando, she shares her earthquake survival story whenever she can. Solomon is preparing to get 501c3 status for her nonprofit. She says if people like her don't go back and help, then Haiti will remain the way it is.
Because it's not the government that's going to change Haiti. It's people like us.
For 90.7 News, I'm Renata Sago.